late with Dougie. Waking up 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 late with Dougie. Get up, make me Dougie. Wake it up, make me Dougie. Wake it up, make me Dougie. Wake it up, make me Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie Show, starring Dougie Almeida, from Danger Studios in Palm Springs, Florida. Now, here's Dougie Almeida.
Yeah. All right. Ooh, that's a little cut off. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show. I'm Dougie Almeida, and I'm here in the studios with Mr. Jesus Christ, Lenny Travis.
I'm back.
Lenny's back.
Yeah.
Those of you who don't know, originally, before there was the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, there was the Lenny and Dougie Show.
On the WEI Network.
WEI Network.
Right.
And no longer. But now, I don't know if you know this, but we are on the Bubba Army Radio Network.
So he's still on the air, Bubba the Love Sponge.
Yeah.
Because he was on Howard, and then you don't hear him on Howard's station.
Yeah, no longer. He's got it, but he's got his own... Bubba Radio Network, a big thing. I went out there a couple times to do the show from there.
Right.
And if we ever want to go to Tampa, we could do like 4 hours there on their network.
Is he on the radio anymore?
Yeah, he's on some terrestrial stations, I'm guessing.
Right.
Anyway, welcome. This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and Lenny's joining me. And opening the show today, we're going to be talking about some of the biggest stories of 2017. And those on Facebook Live, if you want to add to that, that's what we're going to be talking about. So some of the biggest stories. And we'll get into that, but let's talk a little comedy. You know, Nadim's watching. You guys had a nice show this weekend.
Bunch of drunken Irish people.
Really?
Yeah.
It was at an Irish bar, right?
It was an Irish bar.
Because that could be a pool party in somebody's house, a bunch of drunk Irish people.
Yeah. The owner of the place, real nice guy. I'm getting to my car, and he's with another Irish guy, and he starts telling me jokes, and it was like... I can't even do the Irish accent, but it was like trying to like understand like my Hispanic house cleaner.
Yes, American Pickerson.
Right. Yes, from Finders and the Gleisen. And the photo went to Weisen, indeed. And the Dresden. And the Bulls.
Yes, American Pickerson.
Yes. A lady with the potatoes. And the potatoes look like my husband's balls.
Yes.
They're that big? No, they're that dirty.
Yes, if anything.
Great.
I love that. It reminds me like like Snatch. Like,
yeah.
What's his name?
That was a great picture. You couldn't understand Brad Pitt.
Speaking back to fucking face. This is my mama. I'm fucking mad.
Yeah. What are you kidding me?
And everybody went, okay, then.
You know what? If you translate it, he's like, I can't stand my wife, Angelina Jolie. It's like screwing a little boy with a wig. She weighs 60 pounds.
Yes. I can't put the windows open because she keeps flying away.
Yes. I put a string on her and she flew like a kite.
Yes. I had to put a tail on her because she has no ass.
Yes. Pulled the string on her tampon and she flew.
Perry Sachs watching, by the way.
Hey, dude.
Dude.
You're watching?
I was at the Looney Bin in Oklahoma City this weekend. Thank God I didn't fly home on Sunday. Because Atlanta's airport, I had to fly through. So I ended up flying home on Monday because it was cheaper. And but Sunday night, I got to go to the holiday party from the OKC Looney Bin, the staff.
Oh, yeah?
So I'm sitting there, and there was a girl, like a local comics, and she was talking. I couldn't, it's loud, there's music playing and stuff. And she's like, I don't know if I'm... And I went, like there was part of me that was like... Nice. I don't hear a word she's saying. Like, what? I'm sorry. And then I was like, you know what? I don't give a shit.
Isn't that funny? And then you take her back to the room. She has a penis. I told you in the bar. I didn't hear that.
I must have missed that.
And I really dug it.
Obviously, missed it.
Tell that to
you. You know what's weird though? I didn't say her name or anything, but obviously she was very liberal. So she came out with that. She was like, oh, this has been a horrible year. I mean, look at everything that happened. Oh, my God, with Trump. It's all crazy and
what
over.
What happened?
And then she goes, and then she asked me a question. She goes, like, She said something about comedy. She goes, "Are you a liar? Are you like a Jew where you lie all the time?" Like, I swear to God, dude. And I looked at her like, "Wow, I'm hearing like Twilight Zone music."
How about that?
I was looking for swastika tattoos.
Yes, I am a lying, thieving Jew.
Yeah, my name's Almadestein.
Yeah.
I changed it when we came to Ellis Island.
We control the money supply.
No, that's why you have no money.
Do you want to go back to my bedroom?
You know, let me ask you a question, Lenny Travis. Trump is the president this year, and he wasn't impeached. I won a couple $100 from some friends that bet me to be impeached within the first year.
I don't like either party in general.
Right.
Like, you never trust any of these guys.
Yeah, you're hoping that basically between the two of them, what they end up jockeying will be best for us. Yeah. I mean, that's what we, as a citizen, you would hope, right?
You know, it's funny. There's a Bob Dylan song, and he goes, "Don't follow leaders." And you go, "Boy, is that brilliant." And the next line is, "Watch your parking meters." And I go, "Why am I listening to this asshole?" This is what I'm listening to.
I was never a big fan.
I never trusted. I really don't trust either person.
Right.
You shouldn't. But what could you do? There's nothing you could do. I'm sure if Hillary would have won, she would have been buried under all kinds of like negative. Remember Trump said, if Hillary's president, she'll be on trial for the first 2 years.
Right.
What's going on? Trump's on trial for the first 2 years.
Well, it's interesting. What's the latest news about the FBI investigation on the FBI? Now, Congress is looking at the actions of, it almost is based on the emails and texts they've seen, is that the FBI agents were kind of like that secret thing to keep him from.
It was just two guys, and they got fired.
Well, a girl, too. There's another
yeah, yeah.
Guy, you know, unless she was wearing a wig, or he was wearing a wig. like you said, I let's just hope. But here's the thing. Everybody, like when you say that, everybody's like, "Oh, it's fucking horrible things." I'm like, if you have money in the markets, it's not horrible.
See, how many people are in the stock market? I would love to know.
Well,
like what would you think the percentage of people?
They say one out of every five people has stocks.
That's not a lot.
It's not. It's only 20%.
Yeah.
But I think it's higher. I think people, like, there's more. I think, because, again, I've been doing this for 29 years.
Right, right.
I can tell you in 1995 that there was a lot of people didn't have mutual funds or didn't have that. They basically had some savings, right? And then, of course, when the dot bomb hit, that scared a lot of people away, right? And then 9/11 scared the shit out of people.
Right.
So there's been a neck, and then you see surges in the market, of course, and then real estate was big early 2000s. Right. So a lot of people put money into that instead, and they thought they're all going to retire being moguls, and then they got fucked.
That's why I'm in Bitcoin.
Yeah, which is a big story this year, right? I think Bitcoin would be if you label 2017, Bitcoin would be something that you'd have to say this is no, it wasn't 2016. I mean, it was around before that, but it wasn't at $18,000, $20,000.
Boy,
a share.
Those Winklevoss twins, the guys that Zuckerberg cheated out of Facebook?
Yeah.
They're billionaires now?
Well, I think they had more than that, right?
I wonder if they sold. You don't really know, but everyone's assuming.
Well, and here's the thing. They had a high school kid. He's like 18 years old. He's like a millionaire now because he bought like 400 or 500 of them.
I think in like 2012, it was probably at like $6.
Right. And it was like
it might have been under a dollar.
Remember the story of the guy who he had like Bitcoin on his laptop, and he had thrown his laptop out before it was really worth anything, and then he tried to go to a landfill to find it because he was like it would equivocate to like about $1 million, $2 million in fucking Bitcoin.
Isn't it in the cloud somewhere?
It's part of that what's that called? That blockchain.
Yeah,
it's part of that blockchain. So
I was watching a stock last week, and it was at $5. You know this one?
Right.
I don't know the name of the stock. And it goes, it's buying this blockchain technology, and it's at $5. And
Riot
I go,
Blockcast.
Boy, I bet this thing goes up. And then I see it at 5 to like 60, and I go, boy, I missed the boat on that. And then it went to like 700 for a day.
Right.
And I was just sitting there. I have a machine that you pull a lever, and then something kicks you. So I just sit down and...
yeah. Our conversation before the show, you seemed like you got into it somewhat. But, but listen, this relates to it. Let's get into it. But this relates to our thing, how bad are things? Now, GDP for two consecutive quarters is over 3.2%, which
it doesn't seem bad.
You know what I mean? Sentiment across, we're not talking about people that complain about everything.
Right.
We're talking about people that actually experience life, go and have a glass of wine in a fucking... in a nice restaurant once in a while. Well, you know, when I talk to people that are sitting there watching Netflix all day and playing fucking video games and getting high.
Whoa. I don't get high, but I watch Netflix and play video games all day.
Well, you ponder.
Yeah, a lot of pondering.
A lot of pondering. So, I mean,
you got Netflix, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Do you have a favorite show?
Well, you know, matter of fact, the wife and I have missed the last several episodes of The Walking Dead because I've been traveling. So we're supposed to sit down and watch that probably tomorrow.
Isn't that funny? I couldn't watch The Walking Dead after the second season.
Right.
Because they weren't like, they were the slow walking dead.
Right.
It was like you could almost zigzag around them.
Yeah, like
I wasn't threatened by
it. I wasn't scared of the zombie apocalypse.
No.
I'm just going to get two swords.
Yeah.
Right? The best thing you have is a sword, a couple swords.
Do you have to shoot the zombie in the head, or that's only in the movies?
Yeah, you have to chop their head off, or you got to shoot them in the brain.
Right, right.
Just remember that.
It's good to know.
Yeah, just in case somebody walks up to you after a show.
Yeah.
You know, so sentiments up, things like that. So I just keep saying, you know, what the is it eventually going to be where people can go, well, okay, we're starting to look silly now complaining about this fucking guy.
I know. They said the same thing about Reagan.
Right.
How nobody liked him in his first year.
Yeah, they're like, he's an actor. What's he know? Right.
The one thing that scares me is, did you ever hear about exactly what Trump is being accused of with the Russia, the dossier, the thing that this guy, if you Google Trump and the Russian dossier, right. D-O-S-S-I-E-R, when you read it, if any of it's true, he's going to be thrown out.
Right.
I'll give you a quick recap. Okay. Do you ever know what it's about?
I haven't looked into the dossier.
So supposedly, I'll give you, this is like the 3-minute version. It's a great story. This British agent is paid by the Democrats to find dirt on Trump.
Right.
So supposedly, Russia is going under.
Right.
And we're putting sanctions on them and they can't drill for oil.
Right.
This is all right on the internet. This is what keeps me awake at night.
Well,
if any of this is true. So now there's the Russians, the biggest oil company in Russia, finds about $100 to $300 billion worth of oil in the North Sea somewhere.
Right.
Now, Obama says you're not allowed to dig for it.
Right.
I don't know why he's allowed to, and why can't Russia do it themselves?
Right.
And the head of Exxon was Tillerson. He actually started digging for it, and then Obama stopped it.
Right.
So now this part has been verified. It hasn't been verified that Trump owns this, but Putin said to Trump, I will give you 20% of the biggest oil company in Russia.
Right.
You give me $10 billion.
Right.
And then you'll own this. And when we dig for the oil, your $10 billion will be worth like 50, 60, 70 billion.
We'll see. Oil's kind of like on the shelf, right, in a sense.
So then they don't know this for sure because it's all done under the table. This was in the thing that the British agent wrote. It does get sold around right before the election. And
right,
nobody knows who bought this 20% of this Russian oil stake. And all Trump has to do is drop the sanctions on Russia so they could start drilling.
Right.
Trump has a big thing after he was elected.
Right.
The Republican. And he's at this hotel. And three countries' representatives were there, and all of those representatives were the part owners of this oil company.
The conglomerate, like, a consortium.
Yeah, like the 20% was sold to a group of guys, and they all happened to be there. They go, out of all the ambassadors of the world, there was one guy from like Italy, the United Arab Emirates. They all meet Trump at the Mayfair Hotel. So the thing that this guy's trying to prove is that Trump owns part of this company.
Right.
This Russian company. All he does is drop the sanctions.
Well, that's still alleged.
And he is kind of dropping sanctions-y against Russia. Like, anytime anyone mentions it, you go, why is he so adamant about, I don't want, you know, don't blame Russia, no sanctions on Russia.
Right.
And now this guy Mueller is investigating this. So if any of this turns out to be true, you have an absolute Richard Nixon thing.
Interesting.
And then you see, then I could see everything. But like, that's the actual thing that worries me because I'm in stocks and everything.
All right, let me ask you. Well, there's a lot of people that say it wouldn't really affect it that much because then now you have Pence, which still carries
I know.
So as for the big picture when it comes to money, but you know, even the thing, if like the real question is two things now. You have to prove that number one, that A, he did buy, he owns it.
Right, and it's impossible because they said that nobody knows who the owners are, and it's in like a Cayman Islands.
So first you have to prove it,
yeah,
number one. Secondly, you have to make sure the other part of the equation happens where all of a sudden these sanctions are dropped. And whether they are or not. So, number one. And then the last thing you have to then put this all together is whether or not the Russians did anything besides from what's basically that they tampered and they put us. Listen, if you're on Facebook and you're being led by the ads you see on Facebook and making decisions in life, don't fucking, you know, don't blame Russia. Just blame your parents.
This is
blame your fucking imbecile brain. You know what I mean? Like, whoever voted this year, voted whoever you voted for based on what you saw on Facebook.
Yeah, that's how you chose?
Then we are fucking doomed.
Like,
you
here's
understand?
The thing that I totally agree with the Republicans on this. Supposedly, like, Trump spent $100 million on Facebook, and Hillary spent $100 million on Facebook ads. The Russian ads that supposedly are on Facebook, $50,000.
Right.
So you're telling me that $50,000, they go less than 1% of 1% of Trump's money, that these Russian ads swayed you? He had $100 million. Hillary had $100 million worth of ads, and you're complaining about $50,000 worth of ads from Russia?
Let me ask you that. Well, here's the thing, too. I think, like you said, I don't trust either party. I don't trust any politicians. The only question is which ones can you see through, and hopefully you'll benefit from whatever agenda they have. Number one, now, don't you think both parties, like it's been proven in that the Clintons went after this information. Now we don't know what any other situation would be like. Look, if you help us bury Trump, then maybe we'll do things and we'll work out.
She's
Listen,
just as bad. She did this thing with the uranium deal, and then her husband suddenly gets like $20 million bucks. Listen, and they're going, it's a great coincidence.
This is the thing that aggravates me most about 2017. People are fighting and losing friendships over arguing for either one of these fucking.
I know,
and you're losing friends over it because you believe the ideology, and you suck down whatever color Kool-Aid you wanted, and then you're getting mad at people because they have a different opinion than you do, and you think it is true, and you're backing somebody who's a complete scumbag that would sell you and throw you down the fucking river, but you're ready to lose friendship. This to me was the 2017 that was ridiculous. Like we got people on Facebook now, Ricky Cole, a comic in New York, that's spewing his fucking like paragraphs of agendas. Like I'm going to read it on Facebook Live. You know what I mean? Like I don't give like you could think whatever the fuck you want. I don't give a shit. I don't care a shit how you feel about anything. That's fine. Feel God bless you. You know what I'm saying? But this was the year like I'm going to get mad at people for who they voted for.
We'd go over this couple's house and there'd be friends there, and the couple comes up to me and my wife and they go, Trump is an embarrassment. He's embarrassing us in front of the whole world. I go, When did I miss that?
Right.
Was I on TV? Bill Clinton, he wasn't embarrassing. No, he's got a little intern. He's getting a blowjob.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong here.
Exactly. By the way, Christopher Priester says, who needs Congress? Dougie and Lenny got this.
Absolutely.
He called you Kenny, but I think that's a typo.
Kenny's fine.
Yeah. Lenny's really not his name.
Kenny Babbas.
Yeah, Kenny Babbas. But that's my point. That's why people, I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
However you think it. And I don't care. Like you said, Clinton was in bed with them. They were going to work out a deal if they won. That's why the whole collusion on the election is bullshit.
How could she say that it was a coincidence that she's made a deal with this uranium company who gave the Clinton Foundation millions of dollars? How could you possibly say that with a straight face? Yeah.
Listen, parties are corrupt. All I know is all that matters is you got to get as much as you can while you can. That's what this country's about.
Right.
You got to take advantage of whatever you can while you can. It's like, but that's in real life, right? Like all of a sudden you're getting gigs because the booker of this agency. And you're like, hey, life's good. And all of a sudden that guy fucking retires or somebody else takes the place.
You're out.
And now you're sitting there like a schmo on a Saturday going to a fucking movie. Life changes. It can happen beyond your control. And the only thing you control are those relationships around you, people.
Yeah.
So take care of that. Don't be backing, like tax. Jesus Christ. Big tax cut finalized, I think, today.
Yes.
And
I'm getting like $30. I'm going to use that. I may start vaping weed. That's free.
It's a bit of a stipend.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, we don't know anyone who has vape pens for weed, do we?
Maybe. I mean, we'll figure it out.
I wanted to call him. I haven't talked to him. I don't want to give his initials out, but we know who he is.
Yeah.
If you're listening, you got that little canister for that liquid weed?
Yeah.
Give me a call.
I think they call it dabs.
Yeah?
Let's
see if he calls.
Is he calling?
No. Come on.
What is that? Is that a phone, dude, or is that like something you put?
This is like a phablet.
When it's
a phone, and you could eat it on a tray for lunch.
That phone looks like if your car breaks down, you put it like 20 feet from your car to make sure the cars don't fucking hit you.
I can't get over how great these phones. This is the new Alcatel, and it was free. It was like a Jewish phone.
Yeah.
This was free at Metro PCS. It is insane.
Yeah.
The quality. Like, I remember your first cell phone. This is like a million times better. Nothing ever gets dropped.
Yeah.
You know what's insane? I now have, this is the best thing ever, Bluetooth speakers in my car.
Right.
Like 500 songs that I don't even have to download.
Mm.
And this phone could be anywhere in the car, I drove from Naples all over across Florida. The internet never stopped. And the Bluetooth music played from these speakers in my phone. I have amazing speakers.
Dude, you're living large.
I know.
So you're happy about Trump.
Yeah, absolutely. We're up like 40% this year.
Dude, I mean, my life has been happy on my financial planning practice because, you know, no one leaves you when you're up 40%.
My biggest worry is that it's gonna stop. Like, everyone's like, you worried about Trump? Yeah, I'm worried that he's going to – that he doesn't stay in office.
You know, the interesting thing will be that, and as this thing continues. I think Mueller just mentioned that it may be another year before they get to certain things. And
Mueller?
You know, we're almost getting to the point that in this country that it doesn't matter who says what anymore. We're almost at that chaotic aspect where I'm going to say, fuck, I don't believe anything. You know, why should – you know, if it keeps getting like this fighting, it's going to get to the point where the FBI is going to say something. The government's going to say, fuck you. And boom, you know, it's going to be like, imagine, you know, I mean, every day, just fend for yourselves, like, run for your lives.
Another scary one. I was watching, there's a documentary about the editor of the Washington Post. It's on HBO right now.
Yeah, new, and, the guy from Breaking Bad, Saul, right? He's in it. Saw him last night.
No, this was a documentary, though.
Oh,
it's about the
Washington. This is a new movie about the Post.
Ben Bradley.
Right.
And he's, that's actually,
the same
story. In the movie based on when this guy was running the paper.
Right.
And when they show you what was going on with Nixon, it is identical to what's going on with Trump.
Right.
Like Nixon and Nixon spokespeople for like 8 months are going, there is no story here and nothing happened and he didn't do anything. And they say fake news like 100 times.
Oh, was it used then, huh? That's interesting.
And the sad thing is, Nixon never approved of that Watergate. They have a tape of Nixon going, who the hell's idea was this?
Yeah.
Like a secret tape. He didn't do that. All he did was try to bury it after it became public.
Done. Yeah. There's some people that actually think he was a good president, aside from that. Connected China and the U.S.
It's the saddest thing that he went down for Watergate because he didn't have anything to do with telling guys to break into this hotel and to help an election, which he won in a landslide.
Right.
Did he have anything to do with this?
Hmm. It just goes to show that these people have been at it a long time, right? Winning the game. You know, you mentioned this about fake news, which is basically Americans say it's their most hated word or expression this year. That like a lot of people like it's almost like whatever.
Yeah.
Remember, like when people whatever. What the fuck you know? Now fake news is basically considered this year's most unpleasant expression to hear.
The funny thing about Trump is like he's like, I can't believe I've never seen a president under attack like this. I go, oh, you don't remember saying Obama was from Kenya for the first 4 years he was elected? Was like,
well, you can't listen. He was when Obama.
No,
became,
but it's just funny. That's
know,
what they do.
Very, but Obama, when he got into office, nobody said nothing bad about him. I mean, it says Republicans, of course.
Right.
But,
well, if you worked the comedy circuit down south, there was some.
Yeah,
real good Obama.
You mentioned that about comedy. You know, how do you feel about late night TV and every? You know, I turn on late night TV. Last, you know, of course, Colbert, that's all he does. And,
I got tired of Colbert. I started TiVoing him.
Yeah, I don't watch him anymore. I just can't. I mean, it's always
the same
joke.
It was
the same
thing every night. It was like.
Yeah. But he's getting the ratings. It's him. Jimmy Kimmel actually took second place in the ratings recently. And then then Jimmy Fallon.
That Jimmy Kimmel with that kid who was born with the heart defect.
Yeah.
Kid looks like a puppet. I feel so bad for him. Kid comes out, I'm like. kid's going to get beat up in school left and right. I got a hole in my heart.
Jimmy Kimmel almost went at it with Roy Moore. They challenged each other to a fight.
Poor yeah, Roy Moore. That? Could you imagine that? Roy Moore's like, it's Alabama. She wasn't like she was my cousin. Of course she was 14. It wasn't like my sister or even my cousin.
Yeah.
Isn't it? 16's legal. So he went 2 years under the age.
I mean, you know.
And he got permission from the girl's mother.
Right?
Even if it did happen.
Now, let me ask you a question.
My favorite, did you see Roy Moore's wife?
Yeah.
The Roy Jew. Moore. We know a Jew. He's our
attorney,
lawyer.
Our attorney is a Jew.
Absolutely.
I mean, it's funny. Like
one of
like,
the good ones.
And guess what? The people who do our laundry are Asian.
Absolutely.
And you know what? The people that cut our yard are Mexican.
Absolutely.
And our doctor, well, he's got to be Indian.
Honey, you're not helping me. I didn't see Moy looking at his wife going.
Did you see his expression in the back? Now, let me ask you a question. Right? We're going to take a couple more minutes. By the way, before the opening of the show, we're talking about 2017, the biggest stories. But, you know, you think about it, like, obviously the Democrats won. And now Doug Jones, whatever his name, he won. He actually pissed off the left a little bit. He says, look, there's some things in the GOP I'm going to agree with. Like, I'm not going to be a patsy. Right. And who knows what he's going to do. But when you have a guy like Roy Moore barely losing to a Democratic, I mean, I know they call it a win, but it's almost like the election with Clinton and Trump.
Yeah.
Where here's a guy that got recorded saying, I grab him by the pussy. You know, he insulted a Gold Star family member by, you know, saying, calling him a fucking Muslim camel jockey, maybe. I mean, he might as well have just said that. Trump should have just said, you know, listen, Mr. Khan, you're a camel jockey. You know, I don't care that you're here. Fuck your kid. He's probably dead. He should die. You know what I mean? He could have said that. He's a guy that said, I can shoot somebody in the middle of Manhattan.
Right.
So people are still surprised. He beats Hillary.
Yeah.
Right? That just goes to show how horrible she was. And then, you look at a story like Roy Moore, where he barely lost to a guy, and he's been banging 13-year-olds.
Well, now you have the whole thing since the Harvey Weinstein thing.
Right.
And now you go, well, we'll go after Trump for all these things that we already know that he did. And I go, is that really going to happen?
Now, do you think everybody's making fun of the old bag that's claiming he, and everybody's looking at her like, you're married to Melania, you're going to touch this fucking lady?
I know.
You know what I mean? Like, come on.
Oh, the woman on the plane?
Yeah.
Did that really happen? You're really going to do that on a plane?
She's not credible.
I mean, I almost did it once.
Yeah.
But the girl was into it. Imagine meeting someone on the plane and you're hitting it off. And you go, boy, this is why the Mile High Club happened.
Right. It works out.
Plus, we're drinking. Some girl that you just meet. And what do? Oh, I tell jokes. Oh, that's fascinating. Yes, said my penis. Yes, it is fascinating.
It's happened a couple of times. I met on a plane. I ended up getting a little, you know, just meeting someone, you know, two or three times.
I was like, it's interesting. Plus, I was flying for, let's say, you know, 20, 30 years. It only happened once.
Wow. Yeah. Well, for the record, it hadn't happened to me recently. Right, honey?
Yes.
This is the Wake Up Late with Dougie show.
Hey-o.
Lenny Travis is here. And we're going to come back with Straight from the Headlines. If you have things that bothered you in 2017 or the biggest stories you think, tweet us at Wake Up Dougie and tell us what you think. And, of course, we'll be back.
Hey.
Right after this.
Hey, this is Bob Gullah with the Wake Up Dougie Show. It's time to wake up and bake.
Yeah, welcome back to the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
And now, for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Yeah, welcome back. The Wake Up Late with Dougie Show, and it's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from around the world and make fun of it. There we go.
This is just nauseating. The first story I check, Bitcoin Cash, today is Wednesday. Bitcoin Cash is up 54% on the day.
Right.
How is that? Is it even taxable? Isn't it supposed to be hidden? Could you invest in Bitcoin Cash, make 50%, get out, and not pay taxes?
No, there's always going to be some sort of measure, I guess. I don't know. I mean, that's a good question.
Now I feel ill. In the time I was sitting here.
You could have made a lot of money, dude.
How much can you put in, though?
As much as you got.
What's I'm saying, like, why? Like, you think you wouldn't want to risk more than tops, anything, a couple of grand.
Anything speculative, you should consider doing 5 under 10% on.
You're not going to put 10 grand in because.
If you have 500,000.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, that's the idea. Like, if you're going to buy something speculative, you should do it with about 5% of your, you know, you're not going to put the money that you're planning, you're paying your rent next month with.
No.
Right? You got to use your head. Speaking of using your head, has no relevancy. Grinch tries to hide stolen Christmas decorations in own yard in Safety Harbor. It's a Florida story, I imagine.
So he stole it, and then he put them up in his yard.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
Why makes you think it's your snowman? Safety Harbor, Florida. A Grinch who tried to steal Christmas was busted. Safety Harbor man is accused of stealing a Christmas decorations from one yard and then displaying them on his. Cindy Meyer and her family have been putting inflatables up in their Safety Harbor yard for years. We've been doing this for all a long time. We've lived here for a few years, and every year we add more and more, yeah. Meyer said. It's a family tradition. The Meyer family looks forward to every year.
You know who doesn't look forward to it? The neighborhood Jews.
But police say Michael Fitzgerald didn't have a jolly soul and stopped by and tried to steal the Christmas ornaments. He's accused of stealing a 9-foot shark, a T-Rex, and a penguin beach.
Yes.
They got some cool shit.
Michael Fitzgerald and his gay friend, Gerald Fitzmichael.
Mm-hmm.
Go on.
But police say, it says here, the Grinch came and actually tried to steal our Christmas decorations, Meyer said. How'd they find them? The Good Samaritan let Meyer's family know that they saw the missing inflatables at a home on the shore drive just 3 miles away.
That's awesome.
Can you imagine? If you're going to steal your neighbor's shit, you know,
yeah,
maybe go to another neighborhood.
Put it up somewhere else or hawk it.
Right, sell it, get some Bitcoin, and then buy some new stuff.
Did you read this one? This is a scary one.
By the way, Fitzgerald admitted to police it was a drunken mistake. He was arrested and charged with grand theft, and he has since bonded out of the Pinellas jail.
Yeah, the people from Whoville bailed him out.
Yeah.
That's where the Grinch is from, don't know.
The people of Whoville put together a collection.
Yeah.
We're putting a collection to get out this election.
What do you think about the North Korean dude? It says North Korea begins testing mounting anthrax onto ICBM, Fox News.
Well, that's just a scare tactic.
Is he just begging for it?
Yeah, what do you think of this guy? Like, I have a story about him, but...
I love what Trump did. You see what Trump did recently? This was just magnificent. They did a drill on the border,
right,
with 200 fighter jets and the other B-52 bombers.
Yeah.
Could you imagine what that looked like
along with the sky? Along with the South Korean Air Force.
Yeah.
There, yeah.
Like what? Like I used to go to the air show down here every once in a while. And when you see one or two of these things, and sometimes you see five, it looks like the end of the world is coming at you.
They look like alien ships.
It looks like an alien ship. And you go, there's nowhere to run.
Right.
And these things could do whatever they want. And I go, imagine with 200 of those in the sky.
Absolutely.
And if you noticed, he hasn't really done any, I think he did one missile recently.
Right.
Out of the list. But that was one of the reasons.
And the last one blew up, right? Because what they're worried, a big fear is that they're going to do like one of these impulse or, you know, what do they call them? Like they had in The Matrix.
Right.
You know, one of these things that fuck up your whole grid and everything.
Whoa.
Like what they call MP, what, not MP3, it's a fucking sound file, but you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And they think they're just going to launch it up in the middle over the United States and blow it up over us and screw everything up.
Oh, that thing. Now, that supposedly is a real thing.
Right. That's a real threat they're trying to protect from.
Electromagnetic bomb.
Yeah. An impulse.
And now, supposedly it would take out all electricity and communications.
Which is interesting, by the way, while we're speaking of these missiles, like what happened in Saudi Arabia. Second attack by Hezbollah.
Yes.
Right. Or onto the Saudi Arabia, trying to send missiles to crash into the guy's fucking palace. And the Patriot missiles that we just recently, you know, something Trump did was get Saudi Arabia protected and Egypt and everybody, like, get, you know, put sell billions of dollars in fucking defense stuff.
The funny is when they go, Iran goes, we did not give Yemen that missile to fire. And then they're holding up, it says, made in Iran.
Yeah.
There's the
Iranian flags on the box.
I go, why they actually said that? They go, there's a stamp that says the Iran company that makes these bombs. Guys, do we have to print that on every bomb?
Yeah. It's like on the Roadrunner. Everything's Acme.
Yeah. Why don't you just print that it came from anywhere else in the world?
Just put a picture of the Ayatollah on the front of it.
No. My bomb has to have my name on it.
Yeah. I got to have it. It's branding. It's all about branding. Well, Kim Jong-un, by the way, speaking to him, expands his war on Christmas with new ban on singing and drinking.
Can you imagine that?
No singing and drinking.
No drinking. No singing.
Yes.
No Christmas.
Just misery.
Yes. Then you could have a menorah.
Yes.
What? Is he against Jews too? What?
But you must have it upside down.
Would we beat that country in a week?
I would imagine it's...
Without even sending a guy in 200 planes and B-52 bombers.
Level.
I mean, how big is the place? You could carpet bomb the entire country. Well, it wouldn't be...
So what you're saying is forget all the civilians. They go down with the ship.
Yeah.
You know?
There's always a negative.
We're going to have to drop
down. We'd have to kill a lot of people.
Yeah. You know.
But I don't think they said that he could fire on South Korea and kill like 10 million people.
Right.
Not what? Couldn't you take out 200? Has that ever been done?
Right.
An attack of 200 jet fighters? It just would be devastating. Plus, it would... definitely catch him off guard.
Unless he
struck first. By the time we took out him and everything around him, I think everyone else would just be like, "We need all the drill. Hands up."
Well, they said in the last war, the Korean War, where back in the early 70s or something.
I think it was the Korean that? War was after World War II.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Where am I thinking? Okay.
Like the mid-50s.
Right. Yeah, where a lot of the North Koreans deserted. That's why they ended up, because during the war, they ended up just saying, fuck it, I'm out of here.
Right.
So, also, he just killed, that's another, here's another thing I judge on the left side. This guy Kim Jong, he's going to fucking kill us. You fucking pussies. You really worried about Kim Jong-un? Get the fuck out of the United States.
Wouldn't a missile never make it here anyway? Even if one hero in a plane, in a jet, would just crash into it and eject or just kill himself.
There's so many intercepts. We can knock the shit down. They actually tested it this summer. Remember they did it and they were trying to make sure, well, it was sunny out. What if it's cloudy?
Yeah.
It's a fucking rocket flying through the air.
I feel bad for Japan. Here it comes.
Yeah.
They're testing again.
Wasn't it interesting how Trump told the Japanese, you guys got to start fucking,
paying up.
We're your army.
Yeah.
We are your national defense, so you should be paying us.
You got all these tech companies,
Yeah. And that's what they're doing. Guess what?
Yeah.
They're collecting money.
What did they say? Germany? They said you have to give 2% of, I guess, your GDP.
To the G20. Right?
Yeah, and they're giving 1.
Yeah.
It's like, hey. You're only giving half.
A friend of mine asked me, what's he done? I mentioned this. He goes, how do you know that? I'm like, it's been fucking reported. It's not obviously being reported on CNN, but it's been reported. The G20 members are all now adding what they're supposed to do, their GDP. They all started contributing. Well, guess what? It means less on us. And so you guys want your fucking cheese and you want your education, your fucking health care, right? It's like the Paris Accords. Why the fuck we pay $500 billion to other countries every year just so we can all have clean energy? Clean energy is working. Clean energy businesses are striving. They're growing on their own. We don't need to subsidize them $500 billion fucking dollars. It's all happening without that. It's like all of a sudden, somebody should have a picture of Trump like driving a steamroller or like, spewing fucking fuse with aerosol cans. Like, you know what I mean? Like, get a fucking break. North Korean leader says no dancing and drinking.
No dancing, no drinking.
No lovemaking.
No Christmas caroling. You better not sing Merry Christmas.
Somebody sing a jingle bell. I cut up your ball. You go ahead. God, yeah, 3 mugs of milky? What? I don't know the word. Fucking crazy. But I mean, did you see that? Do you think people are just nuts when it comes to their interpretation of reality lately?
No, I've heard some people going, this could be the end of the world if they take out our electrical grid. Electrical grid?
Yeah, no more. I'm going to die. I have no Facebook.
You're a retired Jew in Coral Springs. What electrical grid do you go?
Yeah.
Stupid. Worried about my grid.
Everybody, you know what I mean? We're worrying about what bathroom we're pissing in. That's the problem. You know, we're not worried about things we probably should be worried about.
I'm sure Hillary, it would have been different.
Who knows, right? Some people say that if she got elected, we'd be in war with Russia. Speaking of less topical things.
Yes.
Florida police seek somebody they call Crapper Man.
I apologize.
For pooping behind. It was you?
Yes.
For pooping behind the jewelry store. Says here, police in Crestville, Florida are on the hunt for a man they dubbed Crapper Man.
Yes.
Crapper Man was caught on surveillance video pooping behind a jewelry store last week and leaving a big mess.
He was depositing a shit coin. Get it? All right, go back.
A jewelry store employee said she nearly stepped in the Crapper Man's pile when she was walking to her car. That'd be a big pile of shit to step in.
Yes.
Footage shows the bearded, shirtless man dropping his pants and doing his business in the parking lot between two parked cars, which, if you can't find a place, isn't a bad place to
do. Is there anything funnier than that?
Incidents like these have negative effect on the quality of life in our community. Yeah. Shameful when people don't give a crap.
How did he wipe his ass?
Some people don't wipe their ass.
Is that true in India that they don't have toilet paper and they use their hand?
They use their left hand. That's why they shake with the right.
That's why they bump.
Yeah.
Howdy.
Just took a shit, you know. It's like when somebody sneezes. Yeah. Oh, I can't shake your hand. I just sneezed. You're like, hey, how you doing? No, bump. I just took shit.
You know what happened this weekend? I was working a gig, and one of the managers said, well, why don't you go out and meet the people? And I figured, oh, it's a nice thing to do. And I'm standing there, and a guy shakes my hand coming out of the men's room.
Right.
And it was wet.
Yeah. Well, you're hoping he washed it.
Yeah, but right. I was like, that's the most disgusting thing. No wonder why these people you hear, like Howie Mandel, you won't touch people's hands. Like that enough, I said, that's enough to make me never want to shake someone's hand again.
Yeah.
It was like a goop. I was like, did that just happen?
Yeah. And I'm at that point now, I look at somebody's hand, like as if you could spot a chick with herpes. Yeah, you look at the hand like, is that a safe hand to shake?
Well, the best is just do this if you see the hand coming at you.
Yeah. Hit the
and
pump.
Then go home and scrub your knuckles.
That's right. I'm not going to sit here. I can't fall asleep like this now.
Yeah, and I can't sit there like this anymore.
I can't do my new favorite headshot. if you see a guy shitting between two cars, call the authorities.
Yeah.
Racist trees separating a black neighborhood from a golf course, and they will be taken down.
The trees are racist.
Yeah, I didn't know trees felt any way about race.
Now, is it on Trump's golf course? Are they going to start the...
Now, let me ask you a question. When I first read this story, right, I see, like, usually when you have a golf course, a lot of times the neighborhood doesn't want to see the golf course. Like, in other words, you know, they want to, especially if it's like a drive area or stuff like that, so they put trees to kind of...
It's the nicest thing to look at.
Right. What are you going to do?
Yeah.
But it says here, in Palm Springs, California, make sure this thing doesn't play. Oh, it won't. Palm Springs will remove a row of trees blocking a historically African-American neighborhood from a city-owned golf course. At an informal meeting with the neighborhood residents Sunday, Palm Springs, Mayor Robert Moon, Councilmember Junior Roberts, and other city officials promised residents they would remove tamarisk trees in a chain-like fence along the Cosley Tract property lines as soon as possible.
So the black people thought that this was racist, that they were getting the view blocked?
Like, in other words, they're saying, look, the only reason you're taking down these trees is so the white golfers can't look at us black people.
Oh, that's terrible.
This shit can only happen in California.
Yeah.
They're racist trees.
You know, we thought by taking down the trees, you'd be happy, you know. Wow, did he just go there? We thought we were doing you guys a favor. We removed all rope, too.
Oh, boy. Many longtime residents of the neighborhood previously told Palm Springs, California Desert Sun they believe the trees were planted for racist reasons back in the 1960s and remained in lasting remnant. Maybe they were planted to get oxygen. Believed the trees were planted. History of segregation in the city. Residents said that the invasive tamarisks, which block views of the Tykeets Creek Golf Course, and San Jacinto Mountains have artificially depressed property values and prevented black families from accumulating wealth. And are you fucking kidding me? If any of my black friends are out there listening to this story, please tell me that there's other black people in California that are petitioning to have trees removed because, I mean, dude.
It's trees. Hey, what do you think of the fires in California?
Funny. Unbelievable, right?
It's funny.
Did you see that video, like that viral video, that person driving down the highway with the mountain on fire?
Oh, and he picks up the rabbit?
No, not that one. Those two. But they show this thing in slow motion of the guy driving down the highway with the fire. It looks like you're driving into hell. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I know. Like, there was an area on the 405 highway that we used to drive through all the time. I lived out there for like 8 years, and it was on fire on both sides.
It was crazy.
Yeah, West Hollywood was flaming.
When I was doing shows in Oklahoma, I tell the joke about, you know, I did a show in California, whatever. So I'm like, I was recently in California doing a show with my buddy while it's still there.
I thought you were going to say, did a gig in Oklahoma City, and I said, hasn't been a bomb that big since Timothy McVeigh. Too soon?
Too soon. Yeah, that's a...
They're good crowds in Oklahoma City?
Yeah, great. They were middle age, you know, blue collar, you know, smart.
Are they like, you mentioned that one girl who said something about Jews, but they weren't like hickish or...
No, that's what I'm saying. It struck me. It wasn't like, oh, well, the town I was, I didn't experience any of that. You know what I mean?
Right, right.
Seems like everybody blends pretty good, you know?
But, and it's a city. Oklahoma City must be, you know, happening more than like the suburbs.
Yeah, I'm always amazed when I see racism. You know what I mean? It's one thing people think and say and do and act, but when you see it, you know what I mean? And when she said that, I was like, I felt like saying, are you fucking kidding? Like, you know what I mean? Like, but because I'm a guest, you know what I mean? I'm the guest comic, you know what I mean? It was like, did she? And then again, like we're talking about, I didn't even want to hear it. She would say stuff to me. I go, yeah, like you, I'm not, yeah, really? Oh, you know, like I didn't care. Like, you know, move away. She was. I just met the girl, this woman, and she was telling me like, "Oh, you must be a liar. You're this and that." I'm like,
because she liked Trump.
No, I didn't even say anything about that. Right. But just stuff I said that she's that distrusting of a human. And then, you know, I said to her, I said, she's something about lying. And I said, no, listen, yeah. I'm a God fearing man. She goes, oh, and then she started saying some atheist shit about that. And I go, look, if you deal with a bunch of schleps. Then I understand why you feel the same. You deal a bunch of fucking morons.
I bet you'd believe in God if you were tied up in my trunk.
See what I... Yeah. Where's my electric tape?
Yes.
Yeah, you're right. So we got racist trees. City manager David Reddy said the tree removal wouldn't be immediately because the full city council would have to improve the matter. Arborists also would have to be consulted. Now they're killing a bunch of fucking trees. Why? Where's Greenpeace? Why doesn't Greenpeace show up?
Yeah.
And they're like, look, before you get racist, you're going to compare these trees because you can call them racist? You know, I just think it's like a divider, isn't it? Like you're a golf course. Now, listen, here's going to be funny. The fucking horrible golfers are going to be destroyed. Now, them goddamn white golfers destroying our property value. I keep breaking our windows.
I know. The trees belong on a golf course.
Yeah. Most golf course you go down, especially on a road, or they have trees along them.
That's my friend used to say. He's playing golf, and some guy comes up to him and goes, how are the greens? He goes, how are the greens? Ask me how the trees are. Some place that I've been.
How the bushes. The brush.
Did you talk about Trump last week when he mispronounced the word?
By the way, I just want to tell you, Ricky Cole says, we don't know shit about history.
Really?
Yep.
How old is this kid?
I don't know, but he's a hater.
History?
Yeah, Rick. What's your problem, Rick? Why you got to be judged so judgmental?
Hey,
you know what I mean? Calm the fuck down, dude. You know what I'm saying? Two guys don't know shit about history.
What?
I guess they're talking about. I guess he's probably talking about these trees.
Get out of here.
I mean, I don't know.
Hey, look, I'm not going to go there again. I already told you, blacks and trees, and
yeah.
I mean, you know, leave it at that.
Yeah, let's stop looking for things. Let's stop trying to find excuses for things, and let's look at what's really happening.
That's why the Jews were upset when a camp opened near them. A camp?
Yeah.
We're going back to camp?
Oh, no.
Not camp.
Let's change the scenery. Here's a story. Stripper's jealous boyfriend set fire to a strip club.
No! That's a sad story.
Right. Well, first of all, if you're dating a stripper, you know my rule. I've told you many times in this show, what's my rule about dating strippers?
Keep the glitter off you?
Well, that's just being around
them. That's a
given. Yeah, but if you're going to date them, just 2 weeks. You have a 2 week rule. Don't get tied in. Don't fall in love with one. Don't. That's like, you know what I mean? That's like getting a 6 year payment on a fucking Hyundai. Don't. You know what I'm saying? Is that smart enough, by the way, there, Cole? You know what I'm saying? But
yeah, you can't.
2 weeks. And no matter, I don't care how good it is. If you're in the second week and you're knee deep and all kinds of that second week, that 15th day, you walk away.
Yeah, it's like a cruise. Enjoy the 15 days.
Exactly.
And the buffet.
Go on the excursions. Do all that shit.
Yeah.
And then that's it. Jealous boyfriend told police he set a West Virginia strip club on fire because he was tired of his girlfriend working there.
Yeah, because she won't be able to find work anywhere else.
Yeah. Creo Chance Bishop, 21, of Huntington, West Virginia, was arrested Wednesday after he allegedly set the exterior of the JB's Gentleman Club on fire. Now West Virginia State Fire Marshal reported.
Now she's on Chatterbait.
Yeah, now she's on a webcam. deputies discovered Bishop near the scene with a black trash bag, which is never a good thing. The envious lover told police he was tired of his girlfriend working at JB's and set the place ablaze.
What the? Dog?
No one was injured fire, but there was about $1,000 in damage.
You can go to jail for arson easily, right?
I hate doing it, but I got my protect my business, Reed said. He might do this again. Press charges.
Yeah. If you think you weren't happy about your girlfriend seeing other guys, just wait till you go to jail.
I wonder if she's going to try to burn down the jail when you're getting ass banged all week.
Yeah. I think it was Richard Pryor. This is still one of my favorite funny lines of Richard Pryor. He goes, the guy's in jail, and another guy comes up to him and says, and we're going to have sex with you. And he goes, but I'm not gay. I would never have sex in jail because I'm not gay.
We'll overlook that.
We're all going to bang you, me and my eight friends. If I was only gay, sorry, fellas.
Yeah, and you're going to wear this wig. Says here that Sheriff Chuck Zirkle had some surveillance footage that was able to help catch the culprit and the black bag, of course. I'm sorry, I said black bag.
Black
and the
bag.
Garbage bag.
Yes, and they cut down a tree.
I don't want to have to. Oh, the guy. Thanks, Mirko, for the Crapper Man video for everybody. Put that on Facebook Live. That's a real listener. Not sitting there and arguing, telling the fucking host that they don't know what they're talking about. That's somebody that, look how productive. See, if this person lived next to me and they were this productive, I wouldn't put up a tree.
No.
I'd want to see the production. I want to see this person because they're givers. They bring value to the table.
Wasn't that a Bob Dylan song? Crapper Man.
All right. I thought this story was interesting. Let's cut to this one. Florida attorney allegedly filmed porn videos in jail with with inmates.
I just read that one.
Yeah.
Now, was it with women or?
There's a photo of another woman with him.
Oh, thank God. Yeah. Otherwise.
Well, why not? I mean, if it's going to be bad, it's going to be bad, you know. A Florida attorney is facing several charges after he allegedly paid female inmates for sexual acts.
And then filmed it.
For a proposed girls in jail porn series.
Now, would that be on the internet? Hold on.
Yeah, look it up. Check it on RedTube.
RedTube.
Andrew Spark was arrested Sunday after deputies at the Pinellas County Jail caught him with his pants down while in the attorney visitation room, a 28-year-old female inmate. Detectives who entered the room as the two were allegedly about to begin a sexual act said Spark's penis was fully exposed.
Nice.
Spark was charged with exposure of sexual organs. Introduction / possession of contraband into a county detention facility and solicitation for prostitution.
Yeah, but he's going to be his own lawyer, so he doesn't have to worry about it.
Right. And I wonder, like, listen, I charge you $500 an hour to be a lawyer, but I only charge you $50 an hour to blow me.
Yeah.
So, what a deal. Spark was charged with blah, blah, blah. Pinellas County Sheriff Bob Gilateri alleges that Spark solicited sex from at least two incarcerated women. In return, Spark would offer to put up money in their commissary accounts. I guess, you know.
It's like he was working pro bono. Pro bono.
Spark was able to get women alone in private rooms by boner. Using his attorney visitation rights, even with inmates. This is like, think about it. This guy said, I'm gonna do these porn series. I'm an attorney. I can go to a women's prison.
It sounds
the guy's a genius.
Plus, it's like you don't have money, so you're getting paid with service.
And he's giving her $50 to put in her commissary. What do they call it, commissary account?
Yeah.
And they give him like money for cigarettes and shit.
Yeah, he didn't have to throw it on the floor.
Yeah, he didn't have to make it rain.
Yeah, yeah. Wipe your face.
Don't go back to your cell with my shit on your chin.
Back to your cell. You got something over here.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's...
I would watch that.
That's the next guy. That guy's, right? I mean, that's exciting.
Yeah.
You know, when you watch porn, you any particular genre you like? Anything you...
Lately, you know what's interesting is these, the mother-daughter, you know, they're not real mother-daughters.
Right.
But it's the stepmom and the daughter's complaining about something, and somehow they end up in bed together.
Right.
I don't know why I like that.
Yeah, there's something taboo about that. Right,
like the, and they're both hot, but there's like
she teaches
like,
her daughter how to suck her boyfriend's dick. Like she said, you don't know how to suck a dick. Let me show you how to suck your boyfriend's
dick. I've seen that too, but there's just something about the two women. I mean, I was always into you know, lesbians are
right. Of course.
They're right up there with that song. You know, these are a few of my favorite things.
Yeah, it's always nice. That's always the go-to when you.
For a while, I was into the interracial lesbian. There was just something.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to it, just look it up. You might like it. You may not like it.
Judge it. Judge for yourselves.
But it's fantastic.
It's much like the new Star Wars movie, which I saw last night. I thought was horrible.
It was?
Yeah.
Boy, the reviews sound great.
People, it's mixed. There's people that want it remade. They say it's horrible. They want it taken off the shelf.
I read reviews that made it sound like, you know, they said, you'll be crying.
No, dude, to me, two things I found wrong. The storyline's crazy and unbelievable. Silly in a sense. The guy who plays Han Solo's son, Rain, whatever,
right.
Bad guy, he's horrible. I think he sucks.
Is he the guy that killed Harrison Ford in like
yes.
two movies ago?
Yeah. His son. Him
like
and
that, I like that movie. When Harrison Ford got killed, you could see people in the movie were going,
yeah, Han Solo's dead.
Yeah.
But Luke Skywalker's horrible. I think he's horrible.
He was.
Yeah.
He doesn't get killed.
I don't think
he, alert?
No. He's a big part of the. He's a pretty cool part of the. Like, even that, it's kind of like, you know, I don't know. It's just like a weird storyline. Like, I don't know.
Yeah. Spoiler alert: Carrie Fisher is not in the next one.
Yeah, she won't be returning. Actually, she'll be in there with Tupac. There'll be a what do they call that projection. Anyway, that's all we have time for here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show.
It's been real.
It's come to an end here, and. I want to thank Lenny Travis for joining us after a long hiatus here in the studio.
Maybe I'll come by next month and plug the
Goldfingers.
That's
right. Goldfinger Gentlemen's Club. I actually say Goldfinger Comedy Club in the Platinum Lounge at Goldfingers, guys. It's its own room, newly renovated. I'm going to be there Saturday night after my show in Boca. I'm going to be at the Meisner Park Comedy Club in Meisner Park.
Is that a new comedy club?
Yeah,
or just
Ben Lee's got it. It's right there right next to the Yard House.
Because I looked it up, and it didn't look like they were having, like, multiple shows.
Well, they're going to have one a week, month or whatever, a couple weeks.
What I mean. Yeah, it's not like five in a weekend.
Right.
Or four in a weekend.
Right.
Not yet.
And looking forward to that. So after I'm going to, but Goldfinger Comedy Club, going to be great. Got great shows. You're going to be there on January 11th?
Absolutely. I'll probably even check you guys out just to see.
January 3rd, myself, I'll be hosting Perry Sack and Chris Gorgeous. Got Dexter Angry coming. Got Pat Garrity coming.
Is he good looking, Chris Gorgeous?
He's all right. He's not. He's not like he should be more like Chris.
That's like,
average.
That's like if I call myself Lenny Harry.
Yeah.
There's
me, Dougie Thin Boy.
Thin Man.
And by the way, big show at Tavolino's January 10th. Wise Guys Comedy Show. Rich Voss is our headliner.
Right.
And of course, our feature, who's a headliner, Mike Kaplan.
I saw that. How'd you? That must have been.
Mike's just in town, man. He had a free night, so it's going to be great. Mike Kaplan and Rich Voss Wednesday, January
10th. I'm going to go to that too.
At Tavolino's. It's going to be a fantastic show. For more dates for me, go to Dougie Almeida. I'm going to also be December 26th to December 31st. I'm going to be at Laugh Factory. In Reno, Nevada.
Is it going to be like 0 degrees with snow?
I don't know. I'm just hoping.
Reno must be covered in snow.
It's great. I love flying. I always remember you when
I
go to a gig and like I get paid like $400 a feature. I'm like, dude, you're going to fly into a fucking blizzard for $400.
I love when you travel in Florida to a cold place. So I got a dungaree jacket and my long shorts in case it's very cold. And then you get off the plane, and in that little space where the plane hooks up, you're like, oh, my God.
It's freezing.
I'm wearing the wrong thing.
Exactly. Anyway, guys, thanks for listening to the show, watching us on Facebook Live. Don't forget, you can catch all our shows at wakeuplatewithdougieshow.podbean.com. Over almost 700 shows, dude, going back to 2013.
Nice. 700.
Follow us on Twitter, Wake Up Dougie. You can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Dougie Dangerous. Lenny?
Yes.
Anything coming up?
I got Dougie's Goldfinger gig.
That's right, January 11th, yes. On Thursday night.
Told the wife I'm just going there to make it rain jokes.
Every Thursday at the Goldfinger Comedy Club in the Platinum Room over at Goldfinger's and Sunrise and University Drive. Thanks for listening, guys. Happy Merry Christmas to everybody. We'll see you guys. We'll probably be off next week, give you some best of shows, and I'll be out of town in Reno, of course, and we'll be back with the new year with all new shows. Take care, God bless, and love you guys. Take care.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they traveled through the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside, the beam of light hit the ground. Yeah.